That is sharing my favorite New Thought song. If you want a mystical experience, get the CD, go to a room in your house, turn the volume up, and just listen to that song. Listen to what you just heard this morning, and you'll have a mystical experience. Sarah used, and I use that as one of our meditational experiences. It's one of our favorites. I highly recommend it. And by the way, you guys, you know we're fans of Paul and Richards, but I got to tell you, a couple years ago when you made the choice to bring them here, you've got the best ministers, two of the best in the Unity movement right here in this church. And I mean that in all sincerity. And I'm referring to Richard, too, as a minister because he's in his second year in seminary. And in the field licensing program, when you're in his second year, you get to wear the REV title. Well, he's very definitely a reverend in his second year. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, one of the things Sharon and I like about being surrounded by so many unitics is that it brings joy to our hearts knowing that you people are on the cutting edge of New Thought. And the world needs folks like us. We like Unity's inclusive nature, not only in terms of people's lifestyle, but ethnicity as well. And also Unity's invitation to come as you are, be who you are, and bring with you the God of your own understanding. No other faith tradition does that. And that's good because Sharon and I are bringing the God of our understanding in here this morning. Yes. Maybe a little different than some of you's. So one of the questions we ask truth seekers in the 21st century is, have you crossed over yet? I mean by that, are you more spiritual than religious? Have you moved out of the religious box into the spiritual freedom? That's the question. Do you worship a white-robed helicopter god out there who hovers over you, watches every move you make, micromanages every move you make, punishes the sinners and rewards the believers? Or do you go inside to your God essence? That's the difference between religion and spirituality, the direction. Well, you'll find that our message is more spiritual than religious because we place the Trojan horses of science and metaphysics in the Troy of mainstream religion. And that shakes some people up. So if you have a more dogmatic perspective this morning, a more religious-only perspective this morning, you may want to fasten your seatbelts. Because we've got some news for you. We've even amped up Unity theology because we believe in the marriage between science and spirituality, metaphysics and theosophy, Rosicrucian and Gnostic teachings, the esoteric teachings of the major world's faith traditions, and most importantly, the insights Sharon and I have gained through our own metaphysical study and practice. We incorporate all of that into what we do. As a matter of fact, our goal as truth practitioners and as Unity ministers is to simply become more enlightened, more alive, more awake, more conscious. And it's one of our goals to help other people on their spiritual journey to become more enlightened, more alive, more awake, more conscious. For example, let's just suppose for illustration's sake, that my wingspan is all that can be known about the universe and about God and your relationship to both. It's much larger than that, of course, but just for the purposes of illustration this morning. Everything inside of my wingspan is all you can know. Well, there are pockets of awareness as to what the whole is and what it means. There's the Buddhist pocket, the Hindu pocket, the Sufi pocket, the quantum physics pocket, the Unity pocket, the Baptist pocket, the Methodist pocket. You get the point? All of these pockets of awareness trying to understand the whole. Now, some of those pockets are static. They're not growing. They're not expanding their awareness. Some of them seem content just to be where they are. Other pockets are expanding. Unity's one of those. That's what attracts Cher and I to Unity, because Unity believes in expansion. It allows Cher and I to be a little bit Buddhist, a little bit Hindu, a little bit Sufi, a little bit Catholic, a little bit Christian, a little bit quantum physicist, a little bit mystic. And isn't that a cool thing to be involved in that allows you that freedom of growth? Cher and I practice what we call meta-spirituality. And by that we mean that we think that's the next direction, if you will, of human thought, global thought, because it invites us to keep growing, to keep expanding our awareness as we try to understand the whole, and expands the bandwidth, more importantly, of our consciousness as we get there. Now, here's the key teaching in meta-spirituality. But before I share that with you, I would like everyone to raise your hand, put your palm over your ear. The reason we have you do this is because what we're about to say is so important for your spiritual growth. We don't want it to go into one ear and out the other. Okay, here's the main teaching. The main teaching in meta-spirituality. Your spiritual growth and human happiness is not so much limited by unanswered questions as it is unquestioned answers. Let me repeat that. Your spiritual growth and human happiness are not so much limited by unanswered questions as they are unquestioned answers. So we invite you to challenge all unquestioned answers, no matter what field they're in. Challenge those. And dogma and convention and a status quo are the epitomes of unquestioned answers. So we invite you to defriend dogma and fossilized beliefs, especially if they prove out to be fossilized. If you've outgrown those beliefs, put them aside and move on. For example, this morning we're going to take a quick peek at an event in the Old Testament as it is recorded, but we're going to sideswipe its literal translation in part. According to the account in Exodus chapter 3, Moses talks to a burning bush. Remember that story? And the bush talks back to him. Well, that's amazing, isn't it? I must confess, I've talked to bushes. I've hugged trees, talked to them. I've talked to squirrels and ants and spiders and rabbits and squirrels. I've even talked to my golf clubs when they didn't do what I wanted them to do. But in no case have any of these things ever talked back to me in spoken words. Never had that experience. Well, the literal account describes how Moses, or was that Charlton Heston, was to go to Egypt and demand that the Pharaoh let his people go. Well, from a metaphysical perspective, this Old Testament story is apocryphal. You can believe it really happened or not, that's up to you, but we believe it's apocryphal. It's a 3,500-year-old account, when you think about it, of a crown chakra moment, and Moses was having that moment. Metaphysically, Mount Horeb, and that's where the bush talks to him, means a high state or elevated state of consciousness. Moses represents our desire to distance ourselves from negativity and from the limitations that this human experience gives us. The burning bush symbolizes our awakened chakra system. But that's not what today's talk is about. For today, the important thing is the name Moses was to use when he was asked who sent him. So I'm going to read verses 13 and 14 from the third chapter of Exodus. Now, Cher and I are more fans of the New Testament than the Old Testament. We do read the Old Testament, but we're more fans of the New Testament. And let's see if I can find this thing. Here it is. Verse 13. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me.' And they ask me, 'What is his name? Who has sent you?'" And now this is God talking. I'll use my deeper voice. God said to Moses, "I am who I am." I'm just kidding. "I am who I am sent you." That's what you tell them. "I am who I am sent you." Well, in the original Hebrew, Aya Asa Aya means I am that I am, or I am who I am. Its Greek equivalents are I am the being, or I am the universal presence. Its Sanskrit meaning is Om. How many of you use Om in your meditations? We invite you to also use Om before you do a declaration or an affirmation. And then a small moment of silence, and then do your affirmation, and I'll tell you the reason. Om is a universal symbol. It symbolizes God's presence as physicality, not just in physicality. Get the difference? Now, it represents oneness, interconnectivity, unity, cosmic harmony. As a matter of fact, it's your ticket into the field of infinite potential. So before you declare anything, raise your vibration by vocalizing Om. Hold it as long as you want. Silence, and then declare your affirmation. And what that does is it positions you as a spiritual being in a human form. It elevates your consciousness to a higher octave where you can access the field a lot more easily. If you're wondering why your manifestations don't come as often or as soon as you want, you're probably not oming it first. Sharon and I call it om oomph. So add a little oomph, om oomph, to your affirmations. I am that I am refers to your divine genealogy when you think about it. And I love Richard's song because, you know, his song incorporates unities, denials, and affirmations. You get that? And it's just as important, and Richard brings this out so beautifully, Reverend Richard brings this out so beautifully. It's just as important to know what you're not as to what you are. And his song says that so eloquently. By the way, there's another interpretation of I am that I am that's sharing my favorite. It's about the missing comma. Did you ever think about that? I am that comma I am. The comma goes after the that. So what is the that? Why is that so important? Well, the that is an outer expression of the inner you, your core nature, your true nature. It's a quality of your divine self. It's your guarantee that you can handle anything down here in skin school. And that brings us to the title of our talk. What follows I am follows you. It will follow you wherever you go for as long as you want it to follow you, quite frankly. Because it's based on what social scientists call a self-fulfilling prophecy. 20th century sociologist Robert Morton was the one who coined the term self-fulfilling prophecy. And it means that we react to anything out there, but it's based on our perceiving what is real out there. But it's more than that. We make judgments based on the meanings that we attribute to what we see out there, not just the events themselves. The meaning's in here, folks. And that's how we see the world. So whatever you hold in consciousness, positive or negative, affects how you think, feel, and act. Even your cells, epigeneticists tell us that even your cells and your genes are the beneficiaries or the casualties of your thinking. You do it yourself. You do it to yourself. So we can do positive to ourselves or negative. I think we would all choose positive. We're going to share another concept from our meta-spiritual perspective. It may sound a bit revolutionary to some of you. In our opinion, misusing I am statements is blasphemy. And we're serious. Blasphemy in the most awful way, because it means denying your innate divinity. It means dissing your divine nature. It means taking your thatness in vain. For example, you are blaspheming when you think or say things like, I'm so stupid, I'm such a klutz, I'm unworthy, I'm never going to amount to anything. If you've ever referred to yourself or someone else in those terms, quit it. Stop it. Don't say those things about you or someone else. That's not the truth of who you are. Not even close. One of our favorite unity luminaries, Eric Butterworth, says, the great truth taught by mystics of all ages is that we must get into the proper alignment raise our vibration with our I am nature. Eric knew it. Mahatma Gandhi knew it too. He said, you must move beyond the illusion of your own insignificance. Now get it? I'm saying the illusion of your insignificance, because you're not insignificant. Inscribed in the forecourt, as you know, at the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, is the maxim, know thyself. Two words, two powerful words. Well, Sharon and I have modified the maxim just a bit, made it three words instead of two. We separated the thyself into two separate words. And so for us, the second, the self, know thyself, is a capital S self. Your higher self, your Christ self, your divine self. You know that. And everything gets a lot easier down here in Skin School. And when you align your human self with your Christ self. So be one with the one. Now that's a cute little saying, but it's really misleading. So Sarah and I have modified that to say, be consciously one with the one. Because that's where it's at, because you're already one with the one. You are the one expressing in human form as you. Acknowledge that. And it's not an ego trip. It's not about ego at all. It's just the opposite. It's not about ego. It's about accepting your true nature. So realize that what follows I am will follow you anywhere you go, anywhere you want to take it. So let inner peace and joy and happiness and gratitude and thanksgiving and health and prosperity follow you. Let kindness and compassion and wisdom follow you. The person who's following me this morning is brilliant and beautiful and extraordinary and the love of my life. And if the truth be known, I'd follow her anywhere.
And if truth be known, I would follow him almost anywhere. You know him, right? Seriously, think about that. I am that I am. What follows I am follows you. You know, if we truly understood the power of that statement, if we really got it, our spiritual practice and our life would never be the same again. We would amp it up to a whole new level. Because when we believe that, when we know the truth of that statement, we realize the manifesting power we have over the world of appearance. I am that I am. What do you want your that to be? You get to fill it in. And that sounds so easy, right? But it's actually not. It's simple, but not easy, because it requires a real discipline over what we are saying, even more, what we are thinking, right? So we need to be aware, because our words give energy to what it is we're saying. So we're creating whenever we speak. And your manifesting power is working every single moment. You may just not like what it's doing. So we have control. Let me just give you an example. Would y'all like to play with me for a minute? Yes, will you? Okay, so I want you to say this after me. And I know it may not be true, but I'm just going to ask you to say it anyway right now. Just say it out loud, I am so tired. Go.
I am so tired.
Wow. Did you hear that? Did you hear how that sounded? And did you feel, even though you didn't really mean it, the energy in the room just kind of went down a notch? So we're going to fix that right now. All right, I want you to repeat after me. I am energized.
I am energized.
I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am prosperous.
I am prosperous.
I am creative.
I am creative.
I am extraordinary.
I am extraordinary.
I am divine.
I am divine.
Yes.
Yes.
Breathe it in. Do you feel the difference? And you manifested that energy right here, right now, with what you said. If we only knew, yes! when can we learn that if we could just get it? So what I'd like to do is give you another affirmation, four words, four extremely powerful words that you can add to your repertoire anytime. I am God expressing. Now we're going to play with that for a moment. We're going to say it four times, and each time we're going to put a different emphasis on a word. So I'll say it, and then you can repeat it after me. And what I invite you to do is pay attention to your body. Pay attention to how you're feeling each time you say it. And there's no one better than the other. It's just to help you see the power you have to create different types of energy. Okay, so pay attention as we do this. Ready? Okay, first one. I am God expressing.
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 Breathe it in.
Doesn't that feel wonderful? And did you notice each one had a little different dimension to it? Each one created a different kind of energy. That's the power you have with I am. And when you make that statement, I am God expressing, you raise your soul vibration to a whole new spiritual level, a whole new spiritual octave by the words you speak. Now, Bill and I like to do two things when we come to churches. Number one, we like to stretch your thinking, get you out, a little bit out of that box. I've mentioned in the early service, so it's in my head now. I hadn't planned to say it, but I just bought Bill a T-shirt. So those of you who know Bill, you will understand it. But it says on the front, I live outside the quadrilateral parallelogram. Describes him perfectly. And hopefully that's what he did with you today. He got you out of that quadrilateral parallelogram, that box, and thinking in a different way. But we don't want to just leave you there. We want to give you something to do with it. And so what I want to do is give you two, we call them spiritual adventures, that you can play with this week to use what it is we're talking about. So the first one is called affirmation sandwiches. Affirmation sandwiches. So what we're going to do is look at the alphabet. And this is a great activity to use when you don't know what to say. You know, when you're smack in the middle of a situation and you know you ought to pull out an affirmation, but you can't think of anything except frustration, this is a great activity to have in your hip pocket. Okay, so you can create instant affirmations in this process. You come up with the alphabet, first of all, and just go down the alphabet and think of positive, inspiring, spiritual, and uplifting words. For example, A. What are some good A words? Amazing. Abundant. Okay, how about B? Beautiful. What?
Bombastic.
Oh, all right. How about C? We're not going to do the whole alphabet, I promise. What did I hear?
Caring.
Okay. Creative. Okay, so we've got some words, and you can go through the whole alphabet with this, and then you go back and you create your affirmation sandwiches. So you may want to start with om, all right, as Bill mentioned, and then you want to put I am on either side of the word. I am amazing. I am bombastic. I am beautiful. I am awesome. I am creative. I am caring. I didn't make a sandwich. So you want to go back and make it a sandwich. I am awesome. I am. I am bombastic. That word just got me. I never had that word thrown at me. I am. I am caring. I am. So what you're doing is you're taking the I am that I am, and you're filling into that. Make sense? And so if you just say those over and over, it's amazing what it will do with your energy level. A great place to use this is when you're stuck in traffic. One of my things I hate. Just look at the license plates around you. Look at the letters on the license plate and come up with positive words for those letters and then create a sandwich. It won't necessarily get rid of the traffic, unfortunately, but it'll make you in a much better place as you go through the situation. And that's what it's all about, right? Affirmation sandwiches, first thing we invite you to do. The second spiritual adventure that we have for you is an invitation to take what we lovingly call the Fillmore Challenge. Now, Myrtle Fillmore was one of the co-founders of the Unity Movement. And Myrtle had a wonderful statement she said. I'm going to quote her. She said, "Never make an assertion, no matter how true it may appear on the surface, that you do not want to see manifest in your life." Yeah. Let me say that in regular words. In today's language, what she said was, don't say anything that you don't want to see happen in your life. No matter how true it looks, don't say it. So don't say it's a bad economy unless you want more of that coming up. Don't say I'm having a bad hair day unless you want to have a whole bunch of them. Never make an assertion that you don't want to see manifest in your life. So we challenge you for 1 week. Take the challenge. Can you go for 1 week without saying anything that you do not want to see manifest in your life? Now, we're also realists, and we recognize that you may slip up. Okay, those things just pop out sometimes. No guilt. We are not here for guilt. No worry. Just simply acknowledge it. Take a moment and say, this is what I'm feeling, because we think it's important to acknowledge when you're having those feelings. You don't want to stuff it. You want to let it go. Okay, so this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm thinking, but I give it no more power. You have the power to do that. I give this no more power, and then I create an affirmation to support what it is I want, and I go back to that powerful Feel More challenge. Make sense? So this week, as you go forth, remembering all the things we've talked about, remember the most importantly, I am that I am, and you fill it in. You get to say what you want your world to be. You are so powerful, and you hold in your hand and in your voice the power to create your reality. What follows I am follows you. And we see you filled with peace, joy, love, prosperity, abundance, because you are extraordinary spiritual beings having this human experience, but you are worthy and you are divine, and you walk that spiritual path on practical feet. We bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. So we are going to take a moment. Thank you so much. And we just let that flow through us and just embrace each of you. And we want to move into a meditation to just sort of nail this in and really ground ourselves in the truth of who we are. So I invite you now to just take a deep breath and find a comfortable seating space for yourself. If you'd like to close your eyes, that's sometimes helpful. We can close our outer eyes so we can truly see more clearly. And we go within and we breathe and allow our thoughts to go from our head very gently to our heart center. And we settle in the comfort of knowing that we are at the portal of entering that field of infinite potential. Our heart center allows us to go there. And in this moment, we let go of anything that is not the truth of who we are. We give it no more power. And we claim our divine nature. We claim in this moment the recognition that all we ever need is here now, just waiting for us to embrace and manifest it. We are the divine. We are one with the one. We are one as the one. And so just wrap yourself around this knowing and feel the comfort and the security of knowing that this is truth. And allow yourself to affirm your true identity in the next few moments as we pause and affirm in the silence, in the power of the silence. And now we invite you to gently take a breath and bring this knowing back with you to this now moment. releasing any concern, knowing that you are not weak, you are not helpless, you have no fear, you are strong, you are the way of God, you are God expressing, and we bless that knowing, and so it is.